Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
31 minutes after one here on the Power Hour. And of course, you know what that means. It's time for Pearls of Wisdom for today. Good afternoon, Dr. Pearl.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to everybody out there on this. We've renamed our Mondays.
Yes, we have.
Our Mondays, because this was a Friday. Mm-hmm. So you got to have a theme for Monday. Mm-hmm. Our Mondays are Isaiah 43:19 Mondays.
Come on, somebody.
Which means that it's a new week and God is going to do a new thing, because yes, that's what Isaiah 43:19 says.
Yes. Do you know what else we always forget?
Right.
I have to do it. We have to start a drive, right?
Do our thing. Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
So there you go. If you're new to Pearls of Wisdom, that is literally what it's all about. We dig deep into the Word of God, because yeah, that's where we find wisdom.
Absolutely. So it's just a play on names. It's got nothing to do with Pearl, the fact that my name is Pearl. It's the Pearls of Wisdom in the Bible.
Amen.
Yes.
Dr. Pearl, what do you have for us today?
Well, today I wanted to, I just came back from Zambia and Zimbabwe, and there I was doing some teachings. They had me there for the whole week. And we were talking about gates, because gates are very, very important in the Bible. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
But it's a huge teaching. I was there for 6 days.
Sure.
And I didn't even finish the teaching.
Mm.
But it's a very important teaching, especially if you are an intercessor out there. And if you are, you know, sometimes intercessors can sometimes be called gatekeepers and watchmen. Yeah. And also if you are in the prophetic,
yeah,
the aspect of gates, you will not be able to function properly without knowing about gates. Things like gates, things like altars, pillars, thrones.
Sure.
Very, very important. But, you know, even if you're not in that mandate or carrying that assignment specifically, it's important that we know about gates. So I just thought I would just, throw a little bit out, just introduce, because we only have, you know, like 15 or so minutes, and there's not a whole lot of time to try and teach something that I've had to teach over 6-7 days.
Yeah.
But just to introduce it, and anybody who's interested in it can join us on Saturday. We're going to be having a whole seminar on it. And
Nice. Yeah,
the next 2 Saturdays, we're going to be doing that. So
before we get into it, we might forget at the end. So right, it's taking place on Saturday, where and what time?
Saturday, the 20th of July.
Okay.
If you go to my Facebook page,
yeah,
Pearl Homotso Kupe,
yeah,
all the details are there. I'd like to invite you to go there. Why? Because mm-hmm, we're registering. We need to register, because last time we registered, we only prepared for about 80 people, and 120 people turned up. So we just want to make sure
that you register.
Yeah. So please go to my page. It's Pearl Homotso Kupe, and you will find Possessing the Gates information, all the information that you mm-hmm need there around venue, around time. It's a full day's, seminar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very important for you in terms of really getting a handle on your assignment.
Mm.
And just in terms of the teaching, we start from Genesis 22:17,
yeah,
because I'm very passionate about making sure that whatever we teach comes from the Word of God. There's so many teachings that are out there that are not premised or coming from the Word of God. And the Bible tells us and warns us that, you know, there will be a day and days and seasons where people will not want sound doctrine.
Yeah.
But they will have, I call it the itchy ear syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have itchy ears and they just want to hear anything that sounds good and is appealing to their flesh, tickles their flesh, and, you know, really promotes self rather than anything. Yeah. So starting with the scripture in the Bible, Genesis 22:17, is where we first hear God speaking to Abraham about gates. And in that scripture, he's blessing Abraham for his faithfulness, rewarding him. You know, this is the father of the faith and you kept the faith. And he says to him that he will bless him, he will multiply him, he will increase him. And then the last part of that scripture says, I will cause you to possess the gates of your enemies.
Ooh.
And what I say to people is that we somehow think that we're just going to be born one day and then voila, you know, as they say en français, in French, voila, I'm going to just get the blessings.
Yeah.
But no, they're gates. And we need to understand about gates, because the one thing that scripture tells us is that there are enemies at that gate.
Sure.
So you don't think that those enemies are going to be standing there trying to block those blessings? And you don't think that those enemies are going to be there trying to hinder your blessings? And the Bible even tells us that the battle is at the gate. And so it's very critically important for us to understand the importance of gates. So we talk about that as a foundational scripture. And then we explain, what are gates? What is the strategic importance of gates? Well, gates are ports of access, and they're also ports of entry and ports of exit. So whoever is sitting on the gate, whoever controls the gate, controls what comes in and what goes out.
Sure.
Exactly. And that's why we need gatekeepers. And that's why as biblical sons of God, we need to understand what those gates are. Mm-hmm. What are the different types of gates? And those are the things we teach on. What kind of gates are there? Well, for instance, they're justice gates. They're gates of justice. Amos 5:15 talks about justice is dispensed at the gates. At the gates. So we teach on that, not just only justice gates, they're governmental gates. There are economic gates. There are all these different types of communication gates. And we take it from the word of God to show what are the different gates and spheres of influence in society that we need to actually be possessing in terms of the Bible. Because whoever is sitting on the governmental gates, the justice gates, is now controlling what kind of justice is dispensed in the nation, in the cities. And so we teach on a number of things. We teach on, like I said, we talk about what gates, what are the gates, and what is the strategic importance of the gates. We also talk about, first of all, Yeshua, Jesus, as the ultimate gate. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
And so he's the ultimate gate. So that's part of our first teachings, understanding Jesus as a gate to salvation.
Yeah.
And there's no way we can control other gates, governmental gates and all those gates that we want as Christians to, you know, control, if you haven't gone through the gate, first of all, and that's Jesus as the ultimate gate. And we teach on the fact that heaven and hell has gates. Remember Matthew 16:18. It talks about the gates of hell
will not prevail.
And then there's also talk about heaven and hell. So understanding that gates are actually everywhere. They're strategically important. And then we talk about the nature of gates. What happens with those gates? Gates can be shattered. They can be strengthened. If gates are shattered, let's say, for instance, in South Africa, one of the gates I've seen in our nation and many other nations is that the gates of morality have been shattered.
Sure.
So righteousness, let me rather put it of gates of righteousness. And in fact, the Bible gives reference to righteousness, you know, gates of righteousness. And when your gates of righteousness as a nation have been shattered, it means you now start passing immoral laws, unrighteous laws, wanting to legalize prostitution, legalizing abortion, which is immoral in the eyes of God, and all those kind of things. Why? Because your gates have been shattered, and the gatekeepers of the nation are not sitting on the gates and possessing those gates in prayer and also in action, going to the legislature, going to parliament, ensuring that those laws are not possessed. Remember, righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach. So we have to now make sure that we understand the nature of gates, that, like I said, they can be shattered, they can be broken. The city gates, in the olden times, and in fact, gates of a city represent, when they're open, it means they're open to anything. You can become vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. So how do we shut gates? How do we open our gates to positive things, to prosperity, and shut them out to poverty?
Sure.
Things like that, using prayer, using the prophetic, raising up gatekeepers in the nation who know how to pray, who know how to prophesy, who know the modus operandi of dealing with, you know, the demonic spirits that may be sitting on those gates. So, yeah, like I say, we talk about gates being everywhere. Did you know, Z, that even your body has gates?
Kaibo.
Yeah, your body has gates. So your eyes are gates. Eye gates. What goes in your eyes? Your eyes are gates, and we have to man our eye gates. So what we watch, there's entrance. When you watch immoral things and pornographic and all of that,
and then you wonder
it's
why.
It's entrance. So it goes into your eyes. It affects your mind, your thoughts, and your behavior and your conduct. That's been proven scientifically, that when you watch porn, it actually affects the front part of your brain. It's like dopamine is released in your brain and it affects your personality. So we teach about that. For
and instance. Obviously that then affects a whole lot of things, everything, even your destiny at
every,
the end of the day.
Everything. Yeah. So your eyes are gates. Your mouth is a gate.
Sure.
You know, your ears are gates. What you allow into your ears are gates. And so one of the principles I teach is to say that there's no way God can entrust you to go and deal with governmental gates and sit on economic gates when you can't even manage your own body gates. You know, you told to fast or something, and girl, after 3 hours, you already drinking macheu. You know, I mean,
of all things.
Yeah, because you know, I heard people saying it's a liquid. Excuse me, that's not liquid. That is porridge. That is food. Macheu is not porridge. You know, people be trying to find all sorts of ways to get out of fasting, so you can't even manage your stomach gates for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, when is the next cell?
Banana flavor.
Banana flavor, macheu. You know, nuchal, you go in for banana and you are really convinced yourself that you're fasting. Uh-uh, sissy, that ain't no fast. No, please. Drop the macheu. Leave the sorghum motoho behind. Oats is not liquid either.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how much milk you pour into the oats. It is food. It is food. So if we cannot even manage our own body gates, and we must manage our ear gates, what we hear, what we speak, the gossip, the level of gossip, don't expect for God to assign you to all those big gates, communication gates and all of that.
That's powerful.
Whoever manages the communication gates, the airwaves, the radios, like we're on radio now, they're the ones who are in control of determining how people think, the mindsets. Romans 12:2. So we need to take charge of the communication gates. That I have a new program, thank God, called Ambassador of Change.
Yes.
On TBN. And, you know, that is intended to be, you know, to influence our gates, our thought gates, that every one of us is supposed to bring change at some level.
Amen.
Not just the apostles and the prophets and the fivefold ministers, but all of us as sons of God. So that's trying to take the communication and the media gates.
Amen.
So yeah, this is just really a little bit of, you know, like I said, this is like a 10-day teaching, and I'm actually in the course of writing a book. I've been doing this teaching now for about 15 years. I first taught it at a conference 15 years ago, Woman Alive conference.
Yeah.
And then I stopped for many, many years. And then recently, in the last 2 years, God has been saying, take up the teaching again.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want to invite anybody, everybody, this Saturday, please go to my page, my Facebook page, Pearl Komotso Kupe. There's another Facebook page I have. It says Kingdom Transformer, Pearl Coupe. So any one of those two pages, you'll find all the information. If you scroll there, you'll find the details. So we're having a full day's teaching Saturday, 20th July, this Saturday, and the 27th of July. It's very, very powerful. So it's going to change your life. And in the first instance, you go start control your body gates. No macheu. No, but go have a good time of fasting and stop pretending to fast. You know, just do the right thing. Let's start with the body gates.
Amen.
Control our ear gates, eye gates, mouth gates, and our head gates, our thoughts, and our stomach gates, especially. Control them stomach gates. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr.